Morning. We are today's daf is daf Chafhei, page 25, and today's daf deals with the theme of what do we need to know in order to be able to say someone is a Kohen. As we've been learning, according to Rashi, when the Gemara uses the phrase Ma'alim Liuchsin to elevate someone to lineage, Rashi has a very strange explanation. Rashi says that we normally would be suspicious that people are maybe mamzerim, and a miyuchesis girl, we wouldn't let her marry just anyone. But if you saw that someone was eating truma, if you saw that someone was duchening, so that person's a big, he's a kohen, he's the most miyuchas possible, so then he's certainly not a mamzer, he could let a girl marry him. Tosfos, as we mentioned, doesn't like that. It's certainly not our halacha. We don't require proof of yichus to let people get married. Tosfos says maybe ma'alim liyuchsin is when there is a claim that the person is problematic. There's a claim that the fellow was mamzer. So then this would disprove a claim. Tosfos has other explanations too. Maybe it's referring to Yichus of Kohanim to say that this person is not a Chalal, and therefore his daughter could marry a Kohen. So let's go back to Chavdalad Amid Beis. The Gemara is dealing with the subject of Malin Mitruma Liuchsin. If we see somebody eating Chuma, is that proof that he's a Miyuchas? Obviously, these are the different explanations of what a Miyuchas means. Gemara gets into the discussion, would we be ma'ale from Nesias Kapayim to Yuchsin? So, let's go back to Chavdalad Amid Beis. We can start even in the middle here of Chavdalad Amid Beis. Iboilu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Ma'ula halos min Nesias Kapayim li Yuchsin. What would the halacha be in terms of really elevating someone? We saw someone duchening, we saw someone say Birchas Kohanim. Does that mean that we know he's a full-fledged Kohen in regards to Yichus, in regards to marital status, as we've learned? Or maybe not. He has a chazakah. He's holding on to this practice of duchening. He can continue to duchen, but doesn't mean that we would assume he's a miyuchas. According to Rashi, we wouldn't marry off to him a woman who's a miyuchesis, because we're still worried maybe he's a mamzer. This is a question according to the opinion that if you see someone eating chuma, you know he's a miyuchas. This is a question according to the opinion that if you see someone eating chuma, that's not yet enough of a proof to say he's fully miyuchas. According to the opinion, it says if you see someone eating chuma, you know he's a miyuchas, because chuma for a non-kohen to eat is death. So if he's doing that, certainly he's a Kohen. But for a non-Kohen to recite Birchas Kohanim is only a prohibition of missing out on the mitzvah aseh, because Hashem told the Kohanim, Kosev Aruch Lus B'nei Yisrael, this is what you should do. He's not a Kohen. So that's not a proof that he's a Kohen. It's just the risk level is lower. Until more maybe Loshtan, there's no difference. You can have this question according to the opinion that if you see someone eating chuma, it's not yet enough of a proof that he's a Kohen in regards to Yichus, because Hanimili chuma de Mesach lebetzina. Chuma is not a proof because chuma is eaten in private. So it's not such a big deal that he's eating it. But to duchin, which is something which happens in public, if he's not really a kohen, so much a person perhaps wouldn't have the chutzpah. Or maybe lo shel, there's no difference. Rav Chizda and Rav Avina argued about this. Chara Mar Malin once said, if you see a person reciting Birchas Kohanim, you know he's a miyuchas. Chara Mar Ein Malin once said, you cannot make that decision. So I'm saying Birchas Kohanim. Let him say Birchas Kohanim, but not that he's a miyuchas. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRava. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak had asked Rava this question. If we see someone saying Birchas Kohanim, do we know he's a miyuchas? Amalei Osi said to him, you're asking me? It's Plutad Rav Chizda and Rav Avina. It's the argument between Rav Chizda and Rav Avina. So he said, I'll tell you what I'm asking. Yuchas Amai, what's the halach? Amalei Hanamas Nisi Yadana, I can tell you a brisa. The Tanya learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yossi says, Gedola Chazaka. Great is the power of Chazaka. Chazaka means what a person is holding on to. Great is the power of what a person is holding on to. You see, he was doing something, and that enables him unbelievable things, even though we don't really have proof to enable him to do those unbelievable things. Where did we find this? We found this when the Jewish people came back to build a second temple. When the Jewish people came back to build the second temple, most of the Kohanim who came with Nehemiah to build the second temple were intermarried. So they were not exactly the most righteous of Kohanim. And the verse says, they were intermarried to non-Jews. The verse says, "Umi bnei Kohanim, from the children of the Kohanim, were bnei Hevya, bnei Akutz, bnei Barzilai, asher lakach mi bnos Barzilai, gila di ishavi, kari al shmam, eile big shuksav, so they asked these Kohanim, okay, show us documents that you are really Kohanim, who your father is, who your grandfather is. Let's get back to a Kohen who we knew was serving in the Beis HaMikdash, so we know that you are eligible to do the service. They couldn't find any documents. Therefore, they were thrown out of the ranks of the Kohanim. However, Nehemiah, the leader of the Jewish people, said to them, because they don't have documentation, they cannot eat from the holiest of holies. They cannot eat from Karbanos. Until the Redeemer would come, until we would get a Kohen Gadol, who again wears the breastplate, which has in it the Urim V'Tumim, and we could determine by godly prophecy whether or not they're right, whether they have the correct lineage. However, Amar Lehem, he told them, continue doing what you were doing because you were doing it before. Wow. What were you eating when you were in exile? You were eating truma. Because in Bavel, there's no karbanos. There's truma, though. So even here in Israel, you don't have enough proof of your lineage to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but you can eat truma. So you see, great is the power of chazaka. Asks the Gemara, if you're going to say that when we see someone duchni, that means he's a full-fledged Kohen, even in regards to yichus. So then these people can keep doing what they were doing before. What they were doing before certainly was also duchening. When they were in Bavel, they got up to say Birchas Kohanim. So Hanikim and the Parsi Yadai, you're going to tell me they can continue duchening in Israel. Once they duchen, once they lift up their hands and they say Birchas Kohanim, Asila Asukinu, people are going to say, okay, this fellow's certainly a Kohen. He's even a Kohen in regards to marrying him off to a woman who's a Miyuchesses. He's even a Kohen in regards to Chuma. So then they're going to say he's a Kohen also in regards to other matters. No. Here we're not going to elevate him by virtue of the fact that he's eating truma and duchening. Because there is a deficiency in the very claim. Why? We have a Beis HaMikdash. All the Kohanim who are eating truma and who are duchening are also serving in the Beis HaMikdash and getting to eat from karbanos. He's not being allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash and eat from karbanos. So when people see that he's not being allowed to eat from the karbanos and to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, they know there's something wrong with him. And therefore, they're not going to assume he's a miyuchas. And therefore, even though he can eat truma and be no se kapav, lo na'ale oto. This person, we're not going to assume, is a full-fledged Kohen, and therefore, generally, we can assume, but this person wouldn't be a problem. If you're not going to say this, according to the opinion that just from Truma, already, if you see a Kohen eating Truma, you already know that he's a Miyuchas. So, just the fact that they're being allowed to keep eating Truma would already make us give him the status of being a miyuchas. But the reason why is because his eating of truma is not such a great proof, because there's a problem with his eating. He's not allowed to eat the karbanos. So when people see that he's not allowed to eat the karbanos, they know he's not really a full-fledged kohen. Ask the Gemara, so if you're saying that this guy, these people, were being allowed to eat truma because they ate it in Bavel, but they weren't being allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash because that they didn't do in Bavel, and we're not worried that people are going to think from this that they're full-fledged Kohanim because people see there's a question with what they're doing, there's a problem, and therefore they're going to know that they're not Kohanim. Elamai Gdola Chazaka. Why did the Braisa say, great is the power of Chazaka? Great is the power of what a person was doing before to keep doing it. What do you mean great is the power? It's just doing exactly what he did before. So the answer to the Gemara, I'll tell you. Meikara achol b'tshuma d'rabbanan. Outside of the land of Israel, there's no such thing as biblical truma, because truma is one of the mitzvot satlios ba'aretz. It's a mitzvah dependent on the land of Israel. So when they were eating outside the land of Israel truma, they were eating rabbinic truma. But the power of Chazakah is so strong, even though we don't know proof that this guy's a Kohen, all we have is the practice that he was acting in a certain way like a Kohen in Babel. We will allow him now in Israel to eat biblical truma. Hashtachol b'truma d'oraisa. We allow him to eat biblical truma. We don't allow him to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't allow him to eat from a karban. But we allow him to eat biblical truma. That's one explanation of the braisa. Yeah.
The punishment for a Kohen that lied and he called himself a Kohen is compared to a woman that lied about her marriage and they punished her really severely. It's not, you know, nothing.
Right.
Nothing. They should have done, you know, some kind of a real huge punishment to them.
Well, okay. Here's a big punishment, because if a non-Kohen eats truma, he's going to be killed by God.
Well, that is a spiritual here we're talking about. I'm talking about call his kids a mamzer, call some kind of a really heavy, heavy duty.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty
they would think three times before they call themselves.
It's pretty bad.
They were dispersed. They might not know.
They should. Then this way, they would think three times.
Right. Make it tough.
Yeah, exactly. It was so easy.
Yes. The complication here with Beit HaMikdash Kayam, if the Kohen was not really a Kohen, and I'm Israel, and I brought the Truma on Ched B'Shoged, I'm not being Yotze.
I'm Yotze because I separated the Truma. But the Truma has been eaten.
I'm saying I brought Chatat. I did something b'shogeg.
Yeah.
Kilu Shabbat b'shogeg.
Yeah. Well, if he serves in the Beis HaMikdash and he's not a Kohen, you want? Would it be yotze?
I would not be yotze.
No. Sure.
So that's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a big deal.
It's a severe.
So again, going back to the Braisa. So the Braisa says that what the Kohanim who came to Israel, they were allowed to do what they were doing in Babel. So we asked, how could we have allowed them to do what they were doing in Babel? That means that we're going to allow them to duchen, but malin mi nesias kapayim liyuchsin, then people are going to think that they're fully miyuchas. By the same alternatively, I could tell you, hashtanami, these Kohanim who could do what they did in Babel, it only means b'truma d'rabbanan. They could only eat truma, which is d'rabbanan. In other words, truma from fruits or vegetables. Because d'oraisa, only grain is obligated in truma. Truma d'rabbanan achol. B'truma d'oraisa lo achol. These kohanim, they couldn't eat truma d'oraisa. They couldn't eat truma from grain. So you say, what's the greatness of the chazaka? We'll get to that. So we asked, how could we have allowed them to keep eating truma and then people are going to think that they're miyuchas? It's not a question. When do we say from the fact that someone eats truma that he's a miyuchas, but truma d'oraisa, if he's eating biblical truma? These Kohanim were only eating truma d'rabbanan, lo maskinan. The fact that they ate truma d'rabbanan wasn't going to be a proof to anyone that they are miyuchasim. Ay elamai gdola chazaka. So what's the braisa saying? Great is the power of the chazaka. I'll tell you what it is. Afal gav dikala migzer mishum truma d'oraisa. Even though there's reason to say, don't let him eat truma d'rabbanan. Because if he eats truma d'rabbanan, he then might eat truma d'oraisa. So we should make a decree to keep him from eating truma d'oraisa. Lo gazino, we don't make a decree.
You mean d'rabbanan?
That's right. No. We should not allow him to eat truma d'rabbanan because it might lead him to eat truma d'oraisa. We don't make such a decree. Right. So the Gemara asks, is that true that those Kohanim, b'truma d'oraisa lo achol, those Kohanim we didn't have proof of their lineage. We did not allow them to eat truma d'oraisa v'ksiv, but didn't Nehemiah say to them, asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakodashim, since you don't have documentation, you cannot eat from the holiest of holies. That sounds like mikodesh hakodashim udalo achol. They can't eat from the holiest of holies. Habit truma d'oraisa achol, but in truma, which is biblical, it's not the holiest of holies that they could eat. Answers the Gemara, this is what it meant. Lo b'midi yitik r'kodesh, they can't eat that which is called holy, which is truma. It says v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. Any stranger may not eat that which is holy. May not eat truma. And they can't eat that which is called holies, which is a reference to karbanos. Dechsev. This takes us back to Yevamos. The verse says, Uvas Kohen Kisi El Ishzar, he betrumas HaKadoshim Lo Sochel, a daughter of a Kohen, if she had been married to a man who wasn't a Kohen, she had been married to a Yisrael, even though she's no longer married to this Yisrael. He died, he divorced her, she went back to her father's home. She may not eat in the Truma, in that which is elevated from the sanctity. On my mind, we learned in Yevamos, but Murmur HaKadoshim Lo Sochel, that means that a girl who is a Bas Kohen, once she married Yisrael, even though she comes back to her father's home, she can't go back to eating pieces of karbana. She can't eat the pieces of the shlamim that normally the family of the Kohen gets to eat. So you see here, what's the word, the Hebrew word for karbanos? Kadashim. So when Nehemiah said Kodesh and Kadashim, he's referring to these two things. He's referring both to Kodesh, to Truma, and Kadashim to Karbanos. That the Kohanim, who didn't have the Ksava Mesiachsim, they didn't have the document proving their lineage, were not allowed to eat Truma and not allowed to eat Karbanos.
Rabbi, because she married Israel, she became Tameh, she's not allowed anymore?
As much as she becomes Tameh, but she can't eat Karbanos anymore.
I mean, if her husband died,
yeah,
or divorced properly by law, I think, and she goes back to her father's house,
she can't eat. She can eat truma, but she can't eat karbanos. That's the pasuk.
Is this discussion according to one down?
She married a kohen.
Does one man have a right
to truma? No,
but this is a discussion. You see, as the pine or truma, right? One says truma, right?
Yeah.
Is this discussion relevant here?
Yeah, for sure.
He says, you are Malamit.
So even according to the one who's Malamit Shumal Yuchsin, here we didn't have a problem because they were only allowing them to eat Shumat Rabbana. Either Pasuk says that they couldn't eat Kodesh HaKadoshim, it sounds like they could eat Shumat Oraisa. No, Kodesh HaKadoshim refers to Shumat Oraisa also.
He doesn't have a problem with eating Shumat. I mean, he says you are Malamit.
That's our problem if you'd be Malamit Shumal Yuchsin, because we don't want to be Malamit these people. The whole point is they didn't have a ksav yichus. They didn't have yichus. Tashma, let's go back to the question whether we are mala minasiyas kapayim liyuchsin. If we see someone duchening, is that proof that he's a miyuchas? Coming here, we learned chazaka lekahuna. What type of evidence do you have to see for you to say he's presumed as a kohen? Nasiyas kapayim bebavel. Outside of Israel in Babel, if you see someone saying Birchas Kohanim, why outside of Israel in the Nesiyas Kapayim? Says Rashi, explains, because in Babel they had a Bezdin Kavua, and where there is an established court, they don't allow people to do Averos. For a non-Kohen to say Birchas Kohanim is an Avera, the established court would not let him do it. So if we see that this guy was saying Birchas Kohanim, must be he's a Kohen. V'achilas Chala B'Suria. Eating challah in Syria. We know challah is a form of truma. Truma is taken from grain. Challah is taken from dough. You take off a piece of dough and you give it to the kohen. So that's a form of truma. According to this opinion, Rashi explains, Syria is part of Eretz Yisrael. You can see it's an argument whether Syria is part of Israel or not, because David HaMelech conquered it before he conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And he conquered Syria without the approval of the Sanhedrin. So therefore, Syria is called Kibush Yachid, the conquest of an individual. And there's a question whether Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, whether Syria has the status of the land of Israel or it doesn't. But this Tana holds that Syria has the status of the land of Israel. Therefore, challah in Syria is biblical. And if you see him eating challah, you see him doing something which is biblical, then you know he's a Kohen. Or Chiluk Matanos Bekrachim, even outside of the concept of truma, we know that Kohanim are entitled to pieces of every animal that's slaughtered, the Zerua L'Chayayim V'Keiva. If he's getting these pieces of the animal in the markets, when there are a lot of people, and a lot of other Kohanim around looking for those pieces, so if he gets these pieces, that's a proof that he's a Kohen. Katani Mias, what did it say is a proof that he's a Kohen? Is Yes Kapayim. If he says Birchas Kohanim, my love, Yuchsin, doesn't it mean if he can say Birchas Kohanim, if he says Birchas Kohanim, we know he's a Kohen and he's a Meyuchas? Lo, what it means is he's a Kohen in regards to allowing him to eat Shuma. But think about what else the Braisa said. If you see him eating challah in Syria, you know he is a Kohen. One second, challah itself is a form of truma. So eating challah is not a proof that he could eat truma, because challah is already eating truma. So when you say, then you could put him into a presumption because he ate challah. Presumption of what? Presumption he's a miyuchas. So ma'achil es challah liyuchsin, after siyas kapayim liyuchsin. So when the Braisa talked about that from duchening you could put him into the presumption of a Kohen, it means that from the fact that he said birkat kohanim, you know he is a Kohen who has great lineage. Answers the Gemara, lo, not necessarily. Achil es challah gufa lechuma. Eating challah is a proof that he's enough of a Kohen to be able to eat chuma, because kasavar challah is manazed rabbanan. This Tana holds that challah nowadays is only midrabbanan, and chuma nowadays is the oraisa, and that's the chiddush. Maskinan mechallah drabbanan lechuma de oraisa. Based on the fact that he ate challah drabbanan, we would now allow him to even eat chuma. Ukeda apaklu Ravuna Beidya of Yeshua drabbanan. As we are about to see, Ravuna Beidya of Yeshua had a drasha from the word bevoah. The exact opposite of the way the Rabbanan interpreted the word bevoachem, which would lead challah to be rabbinic. We'll see. Tashma, come in here, another proof about this question of whether malim inisiyas kapayim liyuchsin. Chazaka l'kahuna, what do we need in order to say someone is in the presumption of being a Kohen? Nisiyas kapayim, see somebody duchening, then we know that he is a Kohen. Or chiluk granos beretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, he goes to a silo of wheat, and he gets wheat truma. He's getting biblical truma. So if he's doing a biblical, what would be a biblical sin? Certainly not a sin. Certainly he is a Kohen. Ubisuria, but not only in Eretz Yisrael. This Tana holds that Syria is not Eretz Yisrael. So everything in Syria, truma in Syria, is only rabbinic. But in Syria they have a strong court, and they wouldn't let somebody do things that are wrong. So if in Syria, or kol makom sheshluchei rosh chadash magim, any place where the emissaries from the Beis Din announcing when Rosh Chodesh happened arrived, it's all the places within 15 days of travel from Yerushalayim, all those places have courts who get the message about when Rosh Chodesh started. So in those places, Nesias Kapayim Raya. If he was reciting Birchas Kohanim, that's a proof, because Birchas Kohanim is a biblical challenge, and a court would not allow people to do something that's biblically wrong. But in those places, have a little chiluk granos. In those places, getting the wheat of truma is not a proof that he's a Kohen, because that's only an issur drabbanan, and the court may not stop people from issurim drabbanan. Ubavil kesuria. Bavel itself is like Syria. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim Barishona. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, even Alexandria of Egypt, if you see him say Birchas Kohanim, you could assume he's a Kohen. Because there is an established Beis Din there, and they would not allow a person to say Birchas Kohanim if he wasn't really a Kohen. Katani Mias, what do we see though in this Braisa? Nisiyas Kapayim. If we see somebody saying Birchas Kohanim, we know he's a Kohen. So my lovely Yuchsin, doesn't it mean we know he's a Kohen even to say that he's a Meyuchas? He's a Kohen to enable him to eat challah. But hadumya the chiluk granos katani. But it sounded like someone who's getting some of the wheat. Machiluk granos is liyuchsin. That's enough of a proof that he's a Kohen to pimiyachesim. After siyas kapayim is liyuchsin. So chiluk granos kufa is lachala. If you see him getting some of the wheat in Israel, then you could give him challah. What's the chiddush? Kasava chuma bizman hazeh drabanan. He holds that chuma nowadays is only drabanan, whereas challah is the oraisa. So the chiddush is maskinan mitchuma drabanan lechallah the oraisa. We saw him doing something which is a possible violation of a drabanan. So we go even further. We even allow him to eat challah, which could be a possible violation of a oraisa, because we assume that it's not a violation. We assume he's a kohen. What's this discussion whether chuma nowadays is drabanan or the oraisa? It's based on a story. Kiddash Kachinu Ravuna Bredi Rav Yeshua L'Rabbanan. Ravuna, the son of Rav Yeshua, met the rabbis. Amar Ravuna Bredi Rav Yeshua. Ashkechatinu L'Rabbanan Bevei Rav. I met the rabbis in the yeshiva. The Yasvi V'Kamri, and they said, Afilu L'Mad Amar Chumma B'Zan is at Rabbanan. Even according to the opinion that Chumma nowadays is Rabbanan, Chala is the Oraisa. Why? When the Jewish people first entered the land of Israel for the first 7 years when they were still fighting, and then the next 7 years when they were still dividing up the land, they already had to separate from their dough challah and give it to the Kohen. And lo nischayvu b'tshuma, but they were not yet obligated in tshuma. Why? Because the Torah, when it talks about the mitzvahs of the land of Israel, like tshuma, it uses terms like kisavou, when you will come. However, when it talks about challah, it uses a different term. It says bivo achem. So why use the different term, bivo achem? Why not kitavou? So it's to say that challah is chayev right away. Tshuma, you're only chayev once you're already fully settled. And Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua said, I think that that change of language of bivo achem versus kitavou is to say the opposite. Adarabba, the exact opposite. Afilam adam atshum bizman hazed o'raisa. Even the opinions that would say Tshuma today is biblical, because Tshuma said ki tavou, challah would only be drabanan. The Tanya, because we learned in a Brisa, the verse is about challah bivo achem el haaretz, when you come to the land, not ki tavou. Why did it say bivo achem? Yacham ish nichnasu shnayim u'shlosha meraglim. Maybe if just two or three people walk in, you already have to separate challah. Tamalom bivo achem. Bivo achem means bivi. It's like the two words together. Bivias kulchem amarti. When all of you enter the land, then you are obligated in challah, but not if only part of you enter the land. And therefore, when Ezra brought the Jews into the land of Israel to build the second temple, most of the Jews didn't go in. Only a minority of the Jews went in. And since only a minority of the Jews went in, therefore, they were not yet obligated in challah on a biblical level. Yes.
We thought the Nisiyat Kapayim was in Bet HaMikdash min Doraita.
Nisiyat Kapayim everywhere is Doraita.
So why are we doing things that we're not doing things that we were of Din Bet HaMikdash out of Bet HaMikdash? Why are we doing today Nisiyat Kapayim?
That's the mitzvah. It can happen anywhere. In fact, there's a poskim, the Mishnah Brura, you know, this is a week to talk about the Chafetz Chaim, because they discovered in the University of South Carolina, of all places, in the University of South Carolina, they discovered footage of Fox News from 1923, from the first gathering of Agudas Yisrael in Austria. And they have footage of the Chafetz Chaim, an amazing thing. You can see him walking into the conference center. Yeah. So the Chafetz Chaim, who wrote the Mishnah Berurah, he was 90 years old at the time. Chafetz Chaim, he writes that a person should never say, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yair Hashem panav elecha v'yichuneka, Yisra Hashem panav elecha v'yasumecha shalom. Because this whole Gemara is telling us that only a Kohen can recite Birchas Kohanim. And if you're a non-Kohen and you recite Birchas Kohanim, it's an Isser Aseh. So he said, what, Birchas Kohanim is only in Davening? Why? Hashem, Davening is Drabbanan. Birchas Kohanim is biblical. So it's Birchas Kohanim whether it's in Davening or out of Davening. So he said, unless somebody's a Kohen, he's not allowed to say those Psukim. That's what he held. So people say, well, yeah, but we all say it Friday night. He said, stop saying it. He said, don't give your child a bracha, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha. You're not a going. Josh can give his child a bracha, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Roger can.
We say it.
No, but that's part of davening. You could say it in a pasuk. You could, when you read the psukim, but non-Kohen can't give this as a bracha. But others say no. They say no. Birchas Kohanim is only Birchas Kohanim when it's part of the davening. When you're saying it as a blessing to your child, it's not part of Birchas Kohanim, but the Chafetz Chaim was against it. Anyway, that's just an aside.
We're saying every morning Birkat Kohanim.
Yeah, that's part of davening. It's part of the text.
Birkat HaShachar, when you say Birkat HaTorah.
Say, I'm not, you know, if you read the whole pasuk, that would be okay. But if you're just saying it as a blessing to someone, he felt you're not allowed to do it unless you're a Kohen. So going back to further discussions about, can we prove someone is a full-fledged Kohen in regards to Yichus and the fact that he recites Birchas Kohanim. Tashma, coming here, we learned Chazaka l'kuhuna. What is there to make us establish someone as a Kohen? Mesiyas Kapayim, if he says Birchas Kohanim. Or Chiluk Rano, so he gets some of the Truma of wheat. Or Edus, or testimony. Edus, if there's testimony that he's a Kohen, Chazakahi, then you have to say there's a presumption. There's no presumption. You know, testimony is the best credibility in the world. When you have witnesses, Hashem says you believe two witnesses. El Alav, what does it mean? This is what it means. Nesias Kapayim Ki Edus. Duchening is like testimony. Just like if I had testimony that this person's a Kohen and his father's a Kohen and his grandfather was a Kohen and his great grandfather did avod on the Beis HaMikdash, I would say he's a miyuchas. So too, if someone says birchas Kohanim, I know he's a Kohen to the point that he's a miyuchas. Says the Gemara, that's not what it means. Lo, what it means is edus haba mikoach chazaka kachazaka. What it means is that the testimony based on a chazaka, a presumption, is like a chazaka. Like the following story, there was a fellow who came in front of Rav Ami, Amarle, and he said, Muzakani bezet. I know about this guy, Shehu Kohen, and he's a Kohen. Amalei Marais, he said to him, what did you see? Amalei, I tell what he saw. Shekara Rishon Beveza Knesses. He got the first Aliyah. If he got the first Aliyah, he must be a Kohen. So he said, one second, that's not a proof. Becheska Shehu Kohen or Becheska Shehu Gadol. Maybe he got the first Aliyah because he's a Kohen. Maybe he got the first Aliyah because he was the biggest Talmud Chacham in the Minyan. And the greatest Talmud Chacham also can get the first Aliyah, as we learned back in the Seches Megillah. No, Shekara Acher of Levi. After him, there was a Levi who read. If there was a Levi who read afterwards, then you know that the first guy was a Kohen. Because as Rashi points out, the Gemara is going to tell us that if you don't have a Kohen in the shul, you don't allow Levi to read first or second. It has to be a Yisrael reading first. So based on those words, Rav Ami made him a coin. So you made him a coin to the extent of what you saw. There was a fellow who came in front of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. He said to Muzakani Bezeshu Levi, I know about this guy that he's a Levi, and therefore you could give him my Sarishon. Rav Yeshua ben Levi said to the fellow, Maraisa, what do you see that you know he's a Levi? He got the second Aliyah in Shul. So he said to him, one second, Becheska Shul Levi or Becheska Shul Gadol. Maybe he got the second Aliyah because he was the biggest Talmud Chacham in the Shul. He said, no, Shekara Lufan of Kohen. There was a Kohen available there. The first guy who read was a Kohen. So if the first guy who read was a Kohen, you're not going to give a Talmud Chacham the second Aliyah, because once you have a Kohen, you could always give that Kohen the second Aliyah. So you can give it to another Kohen the second Aliyah. You'd only give a Talmud Chacham the third Aliyah then. Here, this guy got a second Aliyah when there was a Kohen who got a first Aliyah. Must be, he is a Levi. Levi said he is a Levi to give him my Sarishon. There was a fellow who came in front of Rish Lakish. Amalei, he said to him, Muzakani Bezeshu Kohen. I know this guy's a Kohen. Amalei, Rish Lakish said to him, Ari, so what do you see? Amalei, he said, I saw Shekar Rishim of Ezek Nazis. He got the first Aliyah. Amalei, so then Rish Lakish said to him, Reisif Shechile Kalagranos. Did you see him go into the silos and get some truma wheat, which is a biblical act of truma? Did you see him do that? So he said, come, I didn't see that. Some Rebbe Elazar said to Rish Lakish, but if there's no wheat and you don't have a chance for a person to be getting truma, so then he's not a Kohen anymore. Another time, Avu Yasru Kamedi Rabbi Yochanan, they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Also, Ki Aymaisa Lakamin, the exact same story happened. The person walked in, he said, I know this guy is a Kohen. He said, how do you know he's a Kohen? He got the first Aliyah. So he said, Amalei Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish chimed in. He said, Yisuf Shechilek Alagar, did you see the guy get some of the biblical truma? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, they made some goring batla kahuna. What? And if there's no wheat, so then we can't prove anybody as a Kohen? So Hadar Chazil Rebbe Elazar Bishus. So then Rish Lakish realized that this was coming from Rabbi Yochanan. He got upset at Rebbe Elazar. He said, Amar Shamat Amili Debar Nafcha. You heard a lesson from the coal maker. Rabbi Yochanan worked in coals. You heard a lesson from Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Amrit Lan Mishmei, and you didn't tell it to us. I mean, how could you not have told it to me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? If I would have known that it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds that you could make a person a Kohen relative, or you can establish he's a Kohen based on the fact that he got the first Aliyah, I would have accepted it. I didn't know that it was coming from Rabbi Yochanan. So, that's the story. Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya, one once allowed a young man to be considered a Kohen based on the testimony of his father. Achad hela achal pi achiv ulevi. And one established someone as a Levi based on the testimony of his brother. This time I can prove the identity that it was Rebbe that held a ben al pi aviv lakuhuna. Rebbe is the one who said that his son was a kohen based on his father's words. The tiny little rice areish above amen. Behold, if a person comes and says, "Benizet, this is my son, the kohen, and he's a kohen." Ne'amalachi lo b'tshuma, he's believed to give him tshuma. However, ino ne'amalasi o isha, he's not believed for yuchsin to marry him off to emiuchesses, according to Rashi. Dear Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. Amalor b'chir b'chir said, "Imatam amino lachi lo b'tshuma, if you believe him to feed him now tshuma, amino lachi lo isha, you should believe him to marry him off to emiuchesses. Imatam amino lachi lo isha, if you don't believe him to marry him off to a woman, lo tamino lachi." Don't believe him to let him eat chuma. I do believe him to let him eat chuma. Should be yada lachil b'chuma, because the father, the kohen, has chuma. He can always give it to the son. But I don't believe him enough to say that he can marry miuchesa. Should be yada lachil b'chuma. He doesn't have that power to force him over to a woman. So Tisdayim, you've proven the identity. Since it's Rebbe who made a son a Kohen based on his father's words, it's Reb Chiya that held Ach Al Pi Achiv Ulevia. It's Reb Chiya who elevated his brother based on his words to Levia.